Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather report. Monday, we can expect light cloud and light winds, highs of 17, lows of 12. Tuesday, we can expect light rain and a gentle breeze, highs of 17, lows of 11. Wednesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 19, lows of 16. Thursday, we can expect light clouds and a moderate breeze, highs of 20, lows of 15. And Friday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 21, lows of 13. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, an Isle of Wight village united to save 90 sailing boats from Storm Francis this week. Seaview's annual village regatta may have had to be cancelled due to the risks posed by COVID-19, but the village's community spirit was still on display when everyone pulled together in difficult weather conditions. Around 10 iconic clinker-hauled Seaview 1 design dinghies had already capsized on the moorings of Seaview Yacht Club when the decision was made to bring the fleet onto land. Around 70 people helped, many working waist-deep in the water, with yacht club officials making sure teams worked in their families' social bubbles and were properly socially distanced. Within an hour, more than 70 boats had been brought on shore. Surrounding families opened up their garden for them to be stored overnight. Meanwhile, Isle of Wight-based company Yokogawa Maritz is celebrating over two decades since the launch of its flagship software product, ExaQuantum. Over the past 20 years, ExaQuantum has become one of the most comprehensive plant information management systems available for process industries worldwide. The software collects and integrates information from many different sources within an organization, which enables global production facilities such as oil refineries and chemical or petrochemical plants to access all their operational data in a clear and precise format. Yokogawa Maritz is part of Yokogawa Electric Corporation, a major global process automation company based in Japan, boasting 20,000 employees in more than 200 offices around the world. Based in Cowes, they have a portfolio of more than 30 software solutions with over 3,000 ExaQuantum software licenses deployed in countries all over the world, generating in excess of $10 million in annual revenue and rising. And finally, Black Gan Chine's award-winning Terra Island event has been cancelled this year, but will return bigger, better and scarier next October. Dominic Ray, event manager, said last year's event was such a huge hit with our guests that after much discussion and deliberation with the team, we all feel that, given the current COVID-19 situation, we'd be too restricted by measures and protocols this year and therefore unable to provide the awesome immersive event that our guests deserve. 2020 has been a tough one for the whole industry, and the very nature of our scare mazes contravenes a number of government guidelines, meaning it wouldn't be responsible for us to go ahead. The team are devastated by this decision, but have already started exciting new plans for 2021. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your famous birthdays. Number 1, Liam Payne, who's a pop singer. Number 2, Nicole Anderson, who's a TV actress. Number 3, Jay Ryan, who's a TV actor. And number 4, Montana Brown, who's a reality star. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned, because I'm going to tell you in a minute. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 24th of August 1988 was when famous film actor Rupert Grint was born. Rupert Grint is most well known for starring in the series of Harry Potter films as Harry's loyal friend Ronald Weasley. He starred in all 8 of the films, which were released from 2001 to 2011. Rupert Grint has also been a producer of several films. The 26th of August 55 BC was when the Romans first landed in Britain. The British Isles had at first been unknown to the Romans, and the only knowledge they had of this new country was what they had been told by an explorer 300 years ago. To get more information, Roman leader Julius Caesar sent a landing party that gathered precious intelligence on the new country and set the stage for the Roman invasion of Britain 100 years later. The 27th of August 1883 was the day of the biggest explosion in known history. The eruption of the Krakatoa volcano was heard 3,000 miles away in Australia and ejected massive amounts of rock and ash into the air. The explosion also broke a second world record, the loudest noise in known history. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio. Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is weft. W-E-F-T. It's a noun meaning the crosswise threads on a loom that are passed over and under for warp threads to make cloth. But it can also be the variant of waft. It originated from the Old English word wefter of Germanic origin. It could also be related to the word weave. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now.
Hello, my name's Ophelia, and remember I told you all about these people who have had their birthdays today. Well, now I'm going to tell you how old they are and which year they were born in. Number 1, Liam Payne, who was born in 1993 and is age 27. Number 2, Nicole Anderson, who was born in 1990 and is age 30. Number 3, Jay Ryan, who was born in 1981 and is age 39. And finally, Montana Brown, who was born in 1995 and is age 25 years old today. I'll tell you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, the Integrated Mental Health Hub has been so successful in the last few months that the Isle of Wight NHS Trust Mental Health Services are really pleased that it will continue for island residents. From Wednesday 2nd of September 2020, the hub will be relocating to the South Block at St Mary's Hospital. It has currently been based at 7 Pyle Street, Newport. At the start of COVID-19, the Isle of Wight NHS Trust needed to direct people away from the hospital, so an integrated mental health hub was established with a number of services joining together, including the Single Point of Access Team, Dementia Outreach Team, Older People and Rehab Team, and the Safe Haven. Dr. Michelle Legg, GP and Clinical Chair of NHS Clinical Commissioning Group, said the Integrated Mental Health Hub has been a huge success and the benefits have been evident to the staff who have come together during a particularly difficult and challenging time during COVID-19 to deliver a comprehensive multidisciplinary service. Meanwhile, this August bank holiday, islanders are being reminded to ensure they order repeat prescriptions in good time. Monday, August 31st is a bank holiday and the local NHS is also reminding you that they'll still be there to help you with any physical or mental health needs. Dr. Michelle Legg, GP, said, "While we are all looking differently to support the NHS respond to coronavirus, there is support available for the August bank holiday. We want to remind people to order any repeat medicines they need to cover them over the bank holiday weekend and the period straight afterwards. GP services are still here for you. We are just doing things a little differently in order to protect both our patients and staff from coronavirus. Please call your practice or visit your website to order your repeat prescriptions." And finally, an Arrowton farm is looking to build a reservoir to help water crops and future-proof its business. Perriton Farm on East Lane, Arrowton, is asking for permission from the Isle of Wight Council to build an agricultural irrigation reservoir that will measure over 3 hectares or 5 football pitches. The irrigation reservoir, which if approved is set to look like a natural water feature within the countryside, would collect water which would then be pumped around crops grown at the farm. In planning documents, it is said the proposals are an essential part of a farming system, reducing the need to use drinking water and starting to adapt to pressures from climate change. The reservoir will help reduce crop failure through a drought or dry conditions, therefore future-proofing the farm against risks. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott's O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Break's course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.